revisit that Kavzayin Emedeis, because I don't think we should adjust this to Rav Yehuda. Since we made Pasul like Rav Yehuda, we should really do justice to Rav Yehuda. The Gemara wants to understand over here what is the source of Rav Yehuda's halacha that ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. And Rashi point, and the Gemara, you know, it's, we began trying to learn from those Kal v'chomer and then Bamem Matzinu, and we left off sort of in the middle of the Limudim. We'll return to the Limudim, Yimitz Hashem. But Rashi points out that Rav Yehuda Shita is not so clear as it appears on the surface. If we go back a minute to Daf Yudbeis Amidbeis, over there the Gemara was bothered to explain a Shita of Rav Yehuda that we had begun with in the beginning of the second parak, namely that in the Mishnah, Daf Yudalef Amid Aleph, Rav Meir says that we have 1 hour of an Iser Drabanan. Rav Meir Omer Ochim Kol Chametz V'Sorfim B'Tzfilah Sheish. Even though Midoraisa, the Din of Tashbisu, the Iser Bayera Bayimatz, everything comes in the beginning of Shoah Shviyas, what we call noon, but we move everything up an hour. Rav Yehuda Omer Ochim Kol Arba Tolin Kol Chametz V'Sorfim B'Tzfilah Sheish. We move everything up by, to a certain degree, by 2 hours. We stop eating already at the end of the fourth hour, Tolin Kol Chamesh and Sorfim B'Tchila Shesh. And the question is, over here, what is the sheet of Rav Yehuda? What is this Tolin Kol Chamesh? So that's what the Gemara asks on Daf Yudbeis Amid Beis. And the Gemara suggests that this is Rav Yehuda L'Shitaso. That's what Rava says. Amar Rava, Amar, smack in the middle of Daf Yudbeis Amid Beis. Lav hainu taimad Rav Yehuda, el Rav Yehuda l'taimei, damar ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. That according to Rav Meir, he paskins like Rabbanon that bir chametz is with any means that you have. There's no need for any prior preparation, so it's enough to have an hour of an Easter Rabbanon. But according to Rav Yehuda, we need sreifa. Sreifa needs fuel, you need eitzim. So Rabbanon gave us an hour to go out and to gather fuel. And during that hour, you know, we know that they will be preparing for the Sreifas Chametz. Eisvei l'Ravina l'Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Emosai, Shelo b'shas biyuro hashbasaso b'kol davar. So this is the line that we're interested in. That Ravina tells Rava, doesn't everyone agree that Rav Yehuda Shita is not that you always require Sreifa for biyur chametz, rather we have two time zones. We have one time zone, which is called Shalobish As Biur, that requires Sreifa, and another time zone, which is Bish As Biuro, that there Hashbasaso, the Kol Dover. What exactly are these two time zones, we'll see in a minute. But what was pointed out is that there's no need to give people an hour to gather fuel, because there is an alternative. They can always get moved into the other time zone, and thereby, there's no need for the fuel. In that second time zone, the biur is b'chol davar. What are these two time zones? Here we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and we have to try and understand what is Rav Yehuda according to each of these shitos. Let's look over here in Rashi. Rashi on Daf Yudbeis Amid Beis. Shelo b'sh'as biuro. When do we require specifically sreifa? B'tchilat sheish v'kol sheish. Da'akate midoraisa shari. That during the hour that midoraisa we have a heter of chametz, but midrabanan we have an iser of chametz. That's what's called shelo b'shas biuro. During that hour we have a mitzvah to use sreifa. Avo b'shas biuro b'sheva shehu muzar min haTorah. Then hashbasaso b'chol davar. If we'll just wait an hour until the chametz is aser d'oraisa, at that point, even Rav Yehuda agrees hashbasaso b'kol davar, and therefore there's no need, according to Rashi, for an hour to gather wood. If a person has wood, wonderful. So he'll do the sreifa during the sixth hour with wood. If he doesn't have wood, he'll just wait until the seventh hour and do the biur b'kol davar. There's no need for Rabbanan to set up a special hour of an iser for that he should have fuel. We have an alternative of just waiting an hour and then dealing with it without the fuel. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos over here has a whole slew of questions on Rashi. But what, you know, the most basic question, according to us, is our sugya. In our sugya, we're learning out the chametz on Pesach is learned out from Nosar. maybe from a Kal Vachomer, maybe from a Ben Matsinu, and even the Gemara at the very, very end, you know, where it sticks to the concept of Noser. We're learning out from Noser, we have maybe, we'll see, in other words, a point of intersection of Baal Tosiru, we have maybe 4 points of intersection, all learned out from Noser. Noser, when is it burnt? It's burnt bishas isuro. It's burnt when it's usur. And here, according to Rashi, we're saying as long as the chametz is muter midoraisa, then we burn it. The moment it's usur midoraisa, then it's bekol davar. But how does that connect in with noser? That's the va'od, the smack in the middle of Tos, v'mas v'emasai, va'od mi noser nalef Rav Yehuda, the chametz b'sreifa, v'noser achar shiuro to'en sreifa, u'kamo kein chametz. And if we're going to have a parallel to the world of Nosar, so it should be that just as when Nosar has an Iser de Araisa, we have a concept of Sreifa, so also when Chametz is Aser Mido Araisa, we have a concept of Sreifa. We want to compare the two. And so we want to compare the two in a similar plane. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam switches things around. Farash Rabbeinu Tam, Shelo Bishas Isura Biuro Hainu La'achar Shesh. Sherov ha'olam mevarin b'sheish ketikun chachamim. V'ta'am mishum diyolaf minosar dahainu a'achar isuro. Avol b'sh'asi bi'uro, hainu b'sheish, keivan she'eno mitzu ve'levaro elamid rabbanon, hashbasasol b'kol davar. That during the sixth hour, according to Tosfos, that's what we call the time of she'as bi'uro. And in the she'as bi'uro, during that sixth hour, then you can use anything you want. Hashbas also b'kol davar. There we pass like Rabbanan, because we have no limud from Nosar. However, after the sixth hour, move over into the seventh hour, then we have an Easter of Chametz Midoraisa. That's similar to the Easter of Nosar Midoraisa. Then we have a din of Sreifa. Just like Nosar is b'sreifa, so also Chametz is b'sreifa. Namely, if we have over here these two time zones of Sha'ah Shishis, and then we move over into Sha'ah Shavias. According to Rashi, in Sha'ah Shishis, this is Lobish As Biuro. And here we have a din of, this is Rashi. And here we have a din of Sreif. Mashenk in Sha'ah Shavias, this is Sha'as Biuro. And here it's Bechol Dover. Rashi Ein Kein Tosa says just the opposite. That this is the Sha'as Biuro. And this is over here Bechol Dover. Everyone agrees, the Gemara says that Sha'as Biuro is Bechol Dover. However, the Shelo B'Sha'as Biuro, this is the din of Sreifa according to Tosa. So according to both of them, we have a period of time where we have a din of kol davar. There's no need to have an hour to gather wood. There's no need to have an hour to gather wood. And the Gemara comes on to say that extra hour, yom ha'mauna, that we already learned. There's no need for an hour to gather wood. But which way are we going? Which direction are we going? So Rashi says, Sha'as Biuro, that's when we have a chiyuv d'oraisa. When we have a chiyuv d'oraisa, then it's b'chol davar. Masha'en ken shelo b'sha'as biuro, namely we only have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, that's where you have the din of sreifa. And thus it says, what are you talking about? We're learning out from Nosar. Nosar is a situation where it's already asur midoraisa. Just like Nosar's asur midoraisa, here we have chametz being asur midoraisa, right? In Sha'as Shvi'is, chametz is asur d'oraisa. In Sha'as Shishis, chametz, according to everyone, is asur, only to Rabbana. So Tosa says we're learning out from Nosar, learning out safer from Nosar, it has to be at a time where the Chametz is similar to Nosar. And the Bishas Biuro means when people are being Mavayar, not when you have to be Mavayar Midoraisa. People are Mavayar when the Chametz is also to Rabbana, then it's really the Kol Davar. Only when you move over to the Iser Doraisa do you get the Sreifa. Tosos makes perfectly good sense. And we'll go back to the beginning. Pirish bekuntru shelo b'shas biuro b'sheish b'shas biuro mikan ve'elech ufar rechol b'shas biuro hashbasos v'kol davar yamtin ad sheva kosha v'notan heichi yamtin ad sheva levaro ha'askinan le'el de gazar of Yehuda b'shas biuro livdok dilma asi lemechal minei V'od shas biyiro demasnisen haynu shesh. How, according to Rashi, what do you mean? Let's wait until the seventh hour. We have a mitzvah strefa over here. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda, the main deer. How do you just skip over the main deer? How do you mevatel a mitzvah of strefa and wait till kol davar? And it's mashma over here that shashishis is the ikar. How do you do such a thing? Mashenken, according to me, everything is fine. This is the real McCoy. When Chametz is also midaraisa. In other words, then you have an din of strefa. Beforehand, we have a chumra midrabanan. That's the kol davar. Midaraisa plain is strefa. Yes.
Notar, you can have it, but you can't eat it. Chametz, you can't even have it. So the comparison doesn't seem to be parallel.
Okay, so that the Gemara already points out. That's what we have. You're pointing out. The Gemara says we have a kal v'chomer. Because in the world of Nosar, there's no din of Bayera Bayimatze, and in the din of Chametz, there is a din of Bayera Bayimatze. That's why Chametz is more Chomer. The question is, how does that impact on the din of Tashbisu? The din of Tashbisu, we have over here a mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, and we have mitzvah losase in addition, on the world of Chametz, the Bayera Bayimatze. Rav Yehuda's chiddush is that the din of Tashbisu is Sreifa. However, we have over here that Rav Yehuda only says that at one period of time. Which period of time? So as it says, if you're comparing to Nosar, this is the comparison to Nosar. Rashi says, for some reason, we move up the Sreifa to the period of time where it's also Bidrabanan, and the period of time where, which would appear to be similar to Nosar, there we have a din of Kol Davar. That's the question Tosfos asks on Rashi. What you're pointing out is a factor that we're going to have to take into account. The question is, how does that factor play in? It's true that Chametz is more chomer than Nosar, and that's why we have the Havamina, a kal v'chomer, but how exactly does that fit in? We're not talking over here about Bayiro Bayimatze. We're not talking about the Lavin. We're talking about the Mitzvah Asay of Tashmisu, the din of Biur. So this is our problem, namely, what is the svara of Rashi? What is the makor of Rashi? How does Rashi deal with the questions that Tosfos asks on him? That A, the comparison to Nosar. B, how can you be simply skip over the eager of strafer because you don't have wood and say, oh, I can just do a pekol davar. It appears that we're taking, you know, we're simply missing the boat. We're missing the eager mitzvah. How do you have right to miss the eager mitzvah? It's like saying, I won't have a mincha, I'll have two maris. We don't do such things. We have an Iker time for Mincha. Nachon, there's a Tashlumen. But this is the Iker Mincha. So we have over here a Tashlumen, the Kol Davar. How do you skip over the Iker of the Sreifa? These are very real questions. And also, what is the whole source of Rav Yehuda? See, according to Tosfos, we have over here the source of Rav Yehuda is from Nosar. And Nosar is when you have an Iser Doraisa. So we say that when you're dealing with Bir Drabanan, that's Bechol Dovar. Bir Doraisa, that is Sreifa. According to Tosfos, we have over here a Svara. It makes sense to say that if we're going to have two time periods, the Iker time period is when we have the comparison to Nosar and Mashenken, the Drabanan, here we have a lesser form of Bir. Mashenken, according to Rashi, simply, how does this fit in? We have a din of Sreifa and then it moves over to Kol Davar. The moment it moves to a Doraisa, it moves to Kol Davar. You know, is Rabbi Yehuda's din a din Drabanan? Is that what's being said over here? I mean, to say my concept of Sreifa is a din Drabanan. So what's being going down from Nosar? What's exactly the comparison? So here I sent you to a Me'iri. That the Me'iri tells us that Rashi has a Makar. Rashi has a Makar in the Mechilta, that the Me'iri points out, the only difference between the Mechilta and our Sugya is that the Mechilta talks about Rav Yossi, while our Sugya talks about Rav Yehuda, but the Gra says that when the Mechilta says of Rav Yossi, it means Rav Yehuda. Okay. V'chein nira that Rav Yossi, or Rav Yehuda, he holds that Chametz is Bisreifa. So the Mechilta over there goes through the whole our whole sugi, learning out from Nosar. How can it be compared to Nosar? Maybe Iser Achila, and we bring in the Vela, and then we bring in this, we bring in that. And then Rav Yossi says that Tashmisu Bisreif, Armalob and Bisera, Sovar Atosh Atom Machmir, Iata Ela Mekel, Lomotza Eitzim Yeshev v'lo yisrof. The same way our Gemara asked the question, we have over here a chumra hamevi lidei kula, hevei, so here Rabbi Yehuda answers, mishihigia sh'as bi'uro hashbasaso b'kol dovar. Namely, that when do I say sreifa? That shelo b'sh'as bi'uro. B'sh'as bi'uro, then it's b'kol dovar. Namely, there's no kula that I have because we have over here b'kol dovar. Even if there are no eitzim, even if there's no fuel, b'kol dovar is going to be a mitzvah of sreifa. Namely, that which Rashi says is black and white in the, this is Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Mechilta. So Rashi has a source. The question is, what is the svara of Rashi? Namely, there are two always issues. Is there a source? And what's the svara? What does it make sense? So Tosfos asks on Rashi, A, you have no source, and B, what you say doesn't make sense. So Rashi has a source. The Mechilta that's quoted by the Meiri, that's the source of Rashi. That even though I have a din of Shreifa, I have a fallback position of Kol Dovar. So I'm not, this is not a chumrah maybe lidekua, that there's no fuel, people are going to be stuck, let them just wait an hour, and they have the opportunity of using Kol Dovar. However, over here in terms of the Svara, the Rav wanted to understand as promised. And this is fitting very, very nicely into what you pointed out a minute ago. We have a din of Tashbisu. Tashbisu, we're Mekayim via Bi'ur. And we have these two time periods. We have the Shah Shishis, and we have the Shah Shvius. The eager difference between these two time periods is that on the Daraisa plane over here, Chametz is Mutar. And over here on the Daraisa plane, Chametz is Asur. Okay? These are our two time periods. Now we want to understand exactly what is going on over here in terms of the world of Biur. So when we say over here the Chametz is Osir, it's not only Osir v'achila and Hana'a, but also we have over here v'yira'a u'v'yimatze, we pointed out. We have over here a whole slew of Isurim. If we have over here a mitzvah of Tashbisu is on both of these, right? Tashbisu covers this entire plane. We have this and this. Both of these are kind of the concept of Tashbisu. What kind of Tashbisu do we have over here? What is the function of Tashbisu? What do we want to prevent via the Tashbisu? We want to prevent everything, not just the fact you're not going to eat the chametz, but even having it in your rishus, this bayi rabbi yimatze. So what form would tashbisu take? Getting it out of your rishus in whatever way, namely that the whole purpose of tashbisu is to get out of this of this package deal. We have a package deal over here that even just letting it sit in your rishus, here we have a problem. So here the tashbisu is to circumvent, okay, to be mafkia, the whole package of isurim. You want to be mafkia not only the isur achila, the isur hana, but even to be mafkia the possibility of bayirba bayimatze is that the chametz is asur if it's in your rishus. We want to get the chametz out of your rishus. How does that happen? B'chol dava. Any way that we can get the chametz out of the individual's rishus, that's what's going to work. However, over here we're dealing with the chametz is mutter. If we have a din of tashbisu over here, which we do have a din of tashbisu over here according to Rav Yehuda, what nature would it be? What would be the nature of tashbisu? Then we would have a mitzvah, not because of the... Here we have a package deal, if you want to call this an Isra Chepza. We have over here a problem of chametz, having chametz in your rishus. We have to get rid of the chametz. Over here we have nothing that's problematic. If there's going to be a din of tashbisu, we're dealing over here that there's a certain quality to a certain act which is going to make the basis of tashbisu. Here we're dealing, if you want to, with tashbisu as the Maisa Gavra. If here tashbisu was to, the whole purpose was to the salek, we want to get rid of the chefza. We have over here a problematic chefza. We want to get rid of this problematic chefza. We don't have over here problematic chefza. Here we have chametz, which is mutter. There's no problematic chefza. So we have tashbisu in the vacuum, in the absence of problematic chefza. So clearly, this is a nice gavra. We're dealing over here that you have to do a certain act. Where do we find in the Torah that there's a chiv to do a certain act even when there's no chefza of iser? Notar. That's the din of Notar. That's what we're going to get from Nosar. In Nosar, exactly, because there's no bayira bayimotze on Nosar. We have no problematic chefza that we have to get rid of. Therefore, Abuda says, here we can learn the din of Tashbisu from Nosar. Here we can't. This is a different world. This is a world where we have to get rid of a hot potato. Here we have no hot potato to get rid of. In a chinami, it was usher to allow the Nosar to be created in the first place. However, once a Nosar is created, so, in other words, it has to, so there's a mitzvah on the individual. Ba'esh tisarif, that's a mitzvah on the individual. The Nosar itself can remain forever and ever. We have no hot potato. There's no bayiro bayimatsa. We have a maisa gavra. The maisa gavra that we find in the Torah that serves the function of tashbisu, of getting rid of it, that's the din of sreifa. But the moment we move over into the seventh hour, forget about the maisa gavra. We have a different kiyum of tashbisu, of b'chol davar, getting rid of the chefza. Namely, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Shelovish aspiuro, when the chametz is mutter, then we're dealing with a pure maisa gavra of getting rid of the chametz. That's parallel to nosar. This is parallel to nosar. Masha'en came when we have over here chametz being osir, not just ba'chilo ba'adno, but also ba'iro ba'yimase, that goes beyond nosar. There, who cares how it's gotten rid of? We have, in other words, we have an iser of having it in our rishus. That's why over here it moves over to the world of kol davar. So in terms of the svara, what Rashi is building on is the comparison to Nosar. Tosus asks on Rashi, because he says, how can you compare to Nosar? Nosar is Osar, and here we have no Easter. Rashi says, exactly, because we have no Easter, therefore it's compared to Nosar. And that which Tosus asks, that's the source of Rashi Shita. That's the source of Rashi Shita. The Rashi stems exactly from the fact that Nosar has no Easter. You can't compare it to the Shashmiyas. In Tashmiyas, we have Bayiro Bayimatsa. Moment, that's a whole different form. That's a different format of Tashmisu. There we move over to the world of Kol Dovar. The Tosfos asks a powerful question on Rashi. Just a minute. You want to say that Shashishis, that's Lo Shaspiuro. And that Shashmiyas, that's Shaspiuro. That's what you want to say. But we have a Mishnah. If we look in the Mishnah, says Tosfos, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the Gemara over there, if we look in the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Tosfos says, the Mishnah says that,
So, yes?
Thank you. One second. We're in Jeff Yudah from Adalus. No, just one second. I'm sorry. The Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Beis. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it. I keep skipping over the words. Rav Yehuda Omer Botkim Or Yudalid BiYudalid Shacharis UBishas Habiur UBishas Habiur. What is Bishas Habiur referring to over here in the Mishnah? What is Shas Habiur? Tosfos says, "Hasik nale'el," because Rabbi Yehuda b'shas Yisro l'vdok. If you look 2 lines from the bottom Gemara says, "Mar sova makami isura in, basar isura lo, gezeira dilma asi lemechal minei." V'rabbanan savri lo gazrinan. That this third time of Rav Yehuda, where he says, "Votkim orli yudalad, biyudalad shacharis ubishas habiur," this concept of shas habiur is when chametz is asur drabbanan, dilma asi lemechal minei, where we have an isur drabbanan. Then with the phrase bishas biur over here means the sixth hour. And yet Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, when they quote the Braisa of Rav Yehuda, Esir Ravina or Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Yehuda, Emosai Shelo Bishas Biuro, Abishas Biuro Ashboso Bekol Dovar. So Rashi explains, Shelo Bishas Biuro Bitzkilat Shesh Bekol Shesh, Dakate Midaraisa Shari, Abishas Biuro, that's Besheva. And we, according to Rashi, this which is over here, the Braisa calls Lo Shas Biuro, the Mishnah calls this, according to the same Rav Yehuda, Sha'as Habir. Both keep the Sha'as Habir. Here in the Mishnah it's called Sha'as Habir, and the Braisa is called Shelo B'Shas Biuro. That's very, very strange. According to Tosfos, this is Sha'as Biuro. Namely, the Braisa and the Mishnah are using the same terminology. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is using one terminology. It calls it Shas Biur, and the Braisa calls it Shelo B'Shas Biur. It's very, that Tosis' question. Tosis asks, how can that be? The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, the B'Shas Biur, the Masnisen, Hainu B'Shesh. And over here, Rashi says that this is called Shelo B'Shas Biur. So here, the Rav, and this is quoted in the Harei Kedem in the Rav. Rav Shurkin's Sefer, I think it's around page Nun in the second volume of Harei Kedem, he says, no. According to Rashi, this is Miduyak. This is Miduyak. This is Sha'as Habi'ur, and this is Sha'as Bi'uro. Who are we relating to? Who is the Mishnah talking to? And who is the Braisa? What is the Braisa talking about? Biuro is the chetza, and the biur is the gavra. This is exactly what Rashi is saying. This is the sha'as habiur of the gavra. However, on the level of the chetza, this is lo b'sha'as biuro. The sha'as biuro of the chetza is in the second time. Now, it's that Rashi, that the difference between Rashi and the Braisa is who is the subject over here of the biur. Is the subject the person, the gavra? So over here we have the Maisa Gavra. This is the Sha'as Habi'ur. However, in terms of Bi'uro, this over here, the Sha'ashvias, is Sha'as Bi'uro. This is Lo B'Sha'as Bi'uro. Namely, this exactly is, you know, what the way Rashi is understanding it. Okay, now we can, with this, come back to our Sugya. Our Sugya says that according to Rav Yehuda, how do we have a Kal V'Chomer? How do we have a Kal V'Chomer from Nosar to say that Nosar there is no Bayir Bayimatzei? And in Chometz we have Bayir Bayimatzei, it's a Chumra HaMeidu Lidei Kula. And Rashi goes ahead and says that when you plan to travel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there, if you don't have fuel, then you're Yoshei Bato, you're sitting on your hands. Why did Rashi give that case of, in other words, that in other words, where did that case come from according to Rashi? Yes? Right. Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rashi understands that if you're talking about Erev Pesach, there's no Yoshev Batel. On Erev Pesach, if you can't be Mekayim straight over here because you have no fuel, just wait an hour and you'll be Mekayim B'Kol Dovar. However, we have another situation where we're going to have a mitzvah of Sreifa, where we can't just wait an hour and say that move B'Kol Dovar. That's if we're not dealing in Erev Pesach. The Kol Dovar only enters in when Chametz is going to be Asur D'Oraisa. That's only going to be Erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if I'm leaving my house on Rosh Chodesh, it's now or never. Either I'm going to be sorated because we have a chiyuv of a ma'isa gavra that Chazal told us that whenever you plan to leave your house, you have to do tashbisu. Which tashbisu? It's a tashbisu without a bayra bayimatzei. It's a tashbisu of sreifa. So if you have fuel, be sorry. And if you don't have fuel, we don't have the din of kol davar. Kol davar is only when we're dealing with Nisar Chepza. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there is no Nisar Chepza. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is like the morning of Erev Pesach. But we can't wait an hour. There's no hour to wait. It's going to be either sreifa or nothing. That's what the Gemara says. Is chumra hamevi lidei kula. So everything fits in very, very beautifully according to Rashi. Tosfos makes sense on a pedestrian plane, on a simple plane that we're moving. In the Daraisa plane, we have a comparison to Nosar. On the Rabbanan plane, we have a dinner called Davar. The sugya can work out, and our sugya can work out, and everything is fine and good. And then we have over here, this is Shas Biuro, and this is Shas Biur, and it's all one and the same. However, Rashi over here, he had a mechilta to base himself on. He didn't make this out of thin air, but once he has the mechilta, then conceptually we have two different worlds over here. We have a world of Iser Chetza, where we have a form of Tashvisu of Kol Davar. We have a Maisa Gavar, where there's no Chetza, which is parallel to Nosar, where we have a unique din of Sreifa. This is what moves over to the world of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad, and then it's a question of Sreifa or nothing. That's our Sugya, that we have a Chumra HaMedu Lidei Kuva. This is the Shas Biur. This is, however, it's not Shas Biuro. Everything fits in very, very beautifully according to Rashi. Yes?
Yeah, according to Rashi, why do you say Tashbisu works on both sides? Maybe according to Yehuda, Tashbisu only works through Sreifa. Say, maybe in the second time period, you're not feeling Tashbisu, but you're
Rabbi Yehuda calls this Shas Biur, Shas Biuro. This is Rabbi Yehuda calls this. Amos, when do I say Sreifa Shelo Bishas Biuro? Avol Bishas Biuro, then it's B'chol Dover. That's Rabbi Yehuda's language.
And it has to be referring to Tashbisu?
Chor, Shas Biuro. Biur is Tashbisu. That's one and the same. Right. The Biur is simply the means of Tashbisu. What does Biur mean? There we have Machokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. Yes?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, would there be any reason to use Sreifa during that time as well? Would that be a hinder?
Would it be a hidur? L'chora, but you know, the chiddush is you don't need sreifa. Because it's the cold dove, we don't need an hour for you to gather fuel. That, in other words, that here we have the heter of not needing the fuel. If you want to use sreifa, but it doesn't take, use sreifa. It's not going to hurt you. You know, it certainly is a wonderful way of getting, you know, not getting rid of bayra bayimatz. It's just unnecessary. It's an unnecessary chumr. That's a din in the ma'isa gavra, and here we have a din in terms of siluk of the chetz. It's a different form of tashbisu. We have two forms of tashbisu. All of this is fine and good, except until we get to the rush. If you'll turn with me to the rush throws a monkey wrench in over here that really, really is going to throw us for a loop, and we're going to have to try and understand what is going on. The rush begins by saying we have machlokas how we paskim. That we'll come to. The rush is very important over here. He gives us the two sides, etc. And then he summarizes the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. That's on the top of, in my edition, on Daf Kuf Kaf Hei Amud Aleph, the last three lines of Sifkat on Gimel. Ulupiresh Rabbeinu Tam, the mafaresh bishas biuro hashbasaso b'chol davar, hainu sha'ashishis. Why is that called shas biuro? I, it's only dindra banan, the azrigilin ha'olam levaro. So then, ein nafkusu b'psakse kulehai. Namely, that since according to Rabbeinu Tam, the concept of the time that people usually burn, they can use kol davar. So whether we paskin like Rav Yehuda, or we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, is not all that important. No one's going to wait until this time over here, and then it's a question: do we paskin like Rav Yehuda in Sreifa, or here also we have kol davar? This is the Shas Biuro. This is what 99% of the population do their biur, if not earlier, right? But this is the time that they do their beer. Now, Shane came over here where we have Nafkamin, Rav Yehuda, and Rabbana. According to Rashi, it's important. But then he continues, Va'af l'peirush Rashi b'sho'a chamishis modesh mevaro b'kol davar. Wow. In other words, what over here, the Rosh has done, as he says, that we have three periods of time. We have over here Shoa Chamishis, then Shoa Shishis, then Shoa Shlis. How would we have understood what the din of Rashi and Shoa Chamishis? Before we saw the Rosh, what would we say if someone decides he wants to burn his chametz, doesn't want to wait until Shoa Shishis? He wants to burn his chametz for Shoa Chamishis. He wants to destroy, he wants to Mekayim Tashbisu. How is Mekayim Tashbisu, Mendel?
I mean, it sounds like it goes...
Without the Rosh, what would you have said?
I would have said based on Chavos Zayin Amud Beis, it's clear that for the whole 30 days up till Shas...
100%! That's our sugya. Our sugya is telling us that as long as there is no Easter Chametz, and the Easter Chametz only enters over here, the pre-Easter Chametz, all we have is the Maisa Gavra, the Maisa Gavra, would be Sreifa. This certainly would be Lo Bishas Biur. Right? There's no question over here, Lo Bishas Biuro. I mean, to be Mosaic in the language of Yehuda, clearly. However, the Rosh says no. Afla Perush Rashi, Bishoa Chamishis Modish Mevaro B'Kol Dovar. The Rosh says this is wrong. According to Rashi, he's saying it, not according to me. He says Rashi would say over here, this is B'Kol Dovar. Namely, we go, if you want to burn Bishoa Chamishis B'Kol Dovar. Shoa Shishis b'Sreifa. Shoa Shvius b'Kol Dovar. That Shoa Shishis is this island. This island of Sreifa. During this 1 hour, there's a din of Sreifa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Pre is b'Kol Dovar. Post is b'Kol Dovar. This is the island. Mendel asks very, very strongly, "What? How can you say that? What about our sugya according to Rashi? Rashi sets up our sugya. That if on Rosh Chodesh you plan to go away and you want to get rid of your chametz, it has to be b'Sreifa. That's Rashi Zukimta." Mendel's question is the question of the tour on his father. The tour in Siman Tuf Memhei, that's the Siman that deals with the Psach of Pasan Rav Yehuda, Pasan like Rabbanan. So he writes over here, Kosav Adoni Avi Harosh, Dafilu L'Rashi B'Shoa Chamisha Shas Pasasa B'Kol Dovar. The Eino Nira came mi Perusho. How can you say that in Rashi? Rashi has a Perush, Shehu Pirish to Rav Yehuda, Afilu Yotze B'Shayara Hu Dachga B'Sreifa. Rashi is talking about a week before Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, it's B'Sreifa. So why over here, in the fifth hour, should it be B'Chol Dovar? You know, like, where do you find this as being an island? B'Chora, this is the dividing line. Here we have the Rubicon. After the Rubicon, then B'Chol Dovar. Pre-Rubicon, before you have an Easter Chametz, then it's Sreifa. The Rosh over here understands that we have a yo-yo. We go from Kol Dovar to Sreifa, and then from Sreifa to Kol Dovar. Specifically, this hour is the hour of Sreifa. So if you look over here on the bottom of the page in the Rosh, the Korban Nesanel quotes this question of the tour on the Rosh. V'hik, you have it in the little chet in the brackets. V'hiksha hatur, my edition, it's the first wide line. Hiksha hatur v'sim antaf memhei, Eino nira kein mi perush shu pirish to Rav Yehuda afilu yotze b'sheyara hu dafka b'sreifa. V'kivein l'masha kosav Rashi b'dafka zayin amad beiz, dibra maskil she'im l'motza eitzim ayin sham. V'nira l'yashev, so what does Korban Nesanel want to answer? The hatosos daf yud beiz, hikshal perish Rashi, d'shas bi'uro, haynu achar chatzos, Dash basasu b'kol davar hanosar yolif Rav Yehuda the chametz b'sreifa v'nosar achar iser to'an sreifa v'kushi alim tahi. Tosfos has a powerful question on Rashi from Nosar. Nosar, we have a iser d'oraisa. We have if chametz can compare to Nosar, it has to be on a level in iser d'oraisa. V'tzorach lomar de la achar chatzos haTorah asa lahashbis b'kol davar d'chsiv tashbisu. B'chol dover, v'zeh sheyolif Rav Yehuda minosar haynu zman habiur chametz drabonon di'alfinan mi'iser nosar imseinu lemeidim shim horech b'shayara gam ken chachamim hitilu alav levayer kai gavna namei di'alfinan minosar kevan dechiyuvu chachamim levayer ma she'en ken sha'achamishis o mikodem she'enu horech b'shayara hatbasaso b'chol dover. What over here is the Korban Nesanel saying? Nothing like we're saying, right? Nothing to do with what we're saying. He understood that Tosas's question was so powerful on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. If you're learning from Nosar, then Lechora, that it has to, the Sreifa has to be over here. This would be if you're learning really, really from Nosar, that Rashi really didn't learn from Nosar. Rashi understood this is a Din Drabana. That really, Meikar Hadin, we don't learn our Chametz from Nosar. Really, Meikar Hadin Chametz is B'chol Dovar, according to Rav Yehuda. But we have a Drabanan, we have an Asmachta, we have a Din Drabanan, that when Rabbanan made a Chiyuv of Biur, the Chiyuv of Biur, Drabanan, is going to be B'sreifa. During this hour, we have a Chiyuv of Biur, Midrabanan. Similarly, when a person is going on a Shayara, we have a Chiyuv of Biur, Drabanan. Namely, this is all a Din Drabanan. You know, it's nothing to do with what we said. We dealt with everything on a Daraisa plane. Rav Yehuda is really a Din Drabanan. Very, very difficult. Very, 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 I mean, my humble opinion, very, very difficult to say that. We have a Mechilta, we have Drushas, the Gemara is building Kal Vachomer, the Mematzinu. To say all of this is Drabanan, it's all a figment of our imagination, it's all really, nothing over here is really serious. In other words, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbanan, that the Iker is called Dovar, and it's not learned that from Nosar, just Midrabanan, we have this, that Rabbanan latched on to Nosar and said, when you're going to do a din of Biur Drabanan, because you have a leader Chametz Drabanan, make it like Nosar. But it's not really the din. It's only whenever we're going to have a Chiyuv Drabanan. When do we have a Chiyuv Drabanan? Either during the sixth hour, or when you're about to go on a journey. Those are the two Chiyuvim Midrabanan. But when you really do have a chiyuv of Biur Midaraisa, there Rav Yehuda agrees with Rabbanan, and that's B'chol Dovar. And because of Tosis's question, how can you compare to Nosar? These apples and oranges, really it's not a comparison to Nosar. It's all Din Drabanan, yes?
What about the fact that Rashi himself uses the phrase Kzeira Shava within Rav Yehuda?
100%, no, certainly. This is the Rashi's phrase. And, you know, everything is pushing to the fact that we have over here a Din Daraisa. That's clear. So if you don't want to learn Korban Nesanel, what do we do over here with the Rush? The Rush over here is someone to be the Rush. You know, like he probably understood Rashi better than we did, or at least as well as we did. What do we do with the Rush? I mean, certainly he understood better than me. I meant as we means that we have the right to think. But we, you know, the Rush over here is saying this is according to Rashi. What did the Rush? How did the Rush understand Rashi? So in the tour, in the Beis Yosef, in other words, he brings the tour brings the rush, shoots at the rush that the Torah Rashi is black and white against the rush in the din of Shayara. So the Beis Yosef over here says the emes hikushi al divrei harush. Powerful question. The evshar litzchok v'lomar. I'm just reading the Beis Yosef. The kol shehu yotze b'shayara kevon she'achar sheyetze l'shayara ein biyado v'va'aro choshev l'didei kisha'ash yishit. That we can have a figurative Shoshishis. We can have a figurative Shoshishis. Shoshishis is a Din D'Oraisa. This is a Din D'Oraisa that we have a track of Chametz, we have a track of Biur, which is a Maisa Gavra. And this track, which is a Maisa Gavra, we learn out from Nosar Mi D'Oraisa, it's a Din of Sreifa. However, we're only going to apply this track under certain circumstances. We're not going to apply the track in Shoah Chamishis, but we are going to apply the track on Rosh Chodesh. Why is Rosh Chodesh more similar to Shoah Shishis than Shoah Chamishis? In what way is the person who's about to go on a journey, in what way is his situation more similar to Shoah Shishis than Shoah Chamishis is? We're going, in other words, that in order to use the track of Nosar, we have a track of Nosar. We have a track to Oraisa, that we have a Maisa Biur, which is a Maisa Gavra Chashuv, which we learn out from Nosar as a din of Sreifa. But we can only apply this din in Shoashishis or something which is Kishoashishis in the language of the Beis Yosef. What is the common denominator between Shoashishis and this person's going on a trip on Rosh Chodesh? Yes, Jeremy, you wanted to say that.
Meaning both of them is if they right now it's Gavra, but if you let it sit, it will turn into an Isser Bayura Bayamatsa.
Remember we say we're dealing, the common denominator is that we're dealing on now or never. When you're dealing with the situation of now or never, Either you're going to do a Maisa Bir currently, or the next thing you know about, the next time that you're going to hit this Chametz, it's going to be an Iser Chefza, and then we can't apply the rules of the Maisa Gavra. Then it turns into Iser Chefza. That's when we have the right to use the concept of Noser. It has to be a situation of now or never. Then, in other words, we have the concept that we have the Maisa Gavra of Sreifa. Here, we have a now or never. If I'm not going to burn the Chametz during this 6 hour, then I'm going to move over to Yisra Bayirah Bayimatzeh, then burning is going to be irrelevant. The Iker is to get rid of the Chametz in whatever way I have. Burning is a possibility, but it's not. There's no longer a kiyum specifically of burning. Ma'ashen ken in Sho'a Chamishis, there I have time. So I'm not under this lachas. Ma'ashen ken, I'm about to go up a Shayara, that's similar to Shashishis. Either I burn it now, or the next time I'm going to meet this Chametz, it's going to be an Iser Chefza, and I'm going to misalik it whenever. The problem with this approach is that it is imposing a certain framework that we're not aware of, to best my knowledge, from anywhere else. I asked Rabbi Bednar if he had any sense of where it came from. He said no. Namely, that the concept of Sho'a is a concept of Doraisa. In other words, where do we have a din of Sho'a? Maybe it's a half hour, maybe it's a quarter of an hour, maybe it's 2 hours. And how do I know when I'm in the state of now or never? Namely, that there is this time framework called an hour. We don't find an hour mida oraisa. We have a concept mida oraisa of chatzot. We have a concept of a day, of half a day. We have somsman kriyat shema, which may be the oraisa. So you're dealing with half, with a third of chatzot, a quarter of chatzot, right? In other words, the shah raviyah and shah shlishis, those are working off of chatzot, a third of chatzot, a quarter of chatzot. We don't find anywhere, just my knowledge in the Torah, any mitzvah which mida oraisa is built into a 12-hour day, which built in, you know, with midrabanan. These are the mishnayos, shah raviyas, shah chamishis, v'chulei, shah asiris, plaga mincha. We have these as dinim drabanan. Here we're saying that this din of shah is a concept da oraisa, that we have a shah which is considered to be the now or never. The now or never, that brings about the Maisa Gavra of Sreifa. And that's at 2 points. We have the Shoshishis and the Kishoshishis. And Mashiach, can we move beyond the hour? Then already we're not in that period of stress and tension. Then the concept of beer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is B'chol Dabar. Yes?
I suggest that. Certainly,
yeah.
In Brachos, the fourth parak.
Yes?
The focus in terms of the Talmud when we have the chakras. So the Chacham Sichatzos from Yehuda says you have 4 hours. So he says this. The question is, where does he get that from?
Right.
So the Gemara Darshan's from the Chilta, I think, Shnei Bakarim. So it could be that you split Sichatzos in half. Alternatively,
yes,
is that the first 3 hours a day are Boker, and then because it's Bakarim, you add an hour.
Ah, okay, that's a good one. I always assume the first way that you simply split the Boker in half, the same way we have Plag HaMincha. You split the afternoon in half, you split the morning in half, we're dealing with a half of Chatzos, right? We're dealing with a quarter of 12 hours of Chulei. If really we have that second approach of yours, that the Boker, Boker means we add an hour, that hour is a Din Doraisa, that would be, and that's Rav Yehuda, right? So that would be the Rav Yehuda over here. Rav Yehuda says that the Torah thinks in terms of hours as well. In terms of whether this is Pshat and Rashi or not Pshat and Rashi, but we want to understand what the Rush's Pshat and Rashi was. The Rush's Pshat and Rashi, the Beis Yosef said this is Dachuk, but it's a possibility that maybe the whole din of the Maisa Gavra is only, which, you know, it's in the last minute preceding the din of the Chefza. When we have, but if it, you know, it's, so that would be either when you're going on the trip, or the 6th hour. The 5th hour already, we would not have this unique halacha of Rav Yehuda, and then, you know, whereas the mitzvah of Tashbisu can be fulfilled in any way. There's no connection necessarily to Nosar. Yes?
It just seems a little bit strange. I know that this is a comparison between Chumetz and Nosar, but it seems a little bit strange that there's a mitzvah to Oraisa to destroy something that the Torah doesn't think about in the first place. I think it's completely mutter.
That's what we're not from Nosar. That's exactly what we're not from Nosar.
Like, Nosar is different. Nosar, at least something happened to
it.
There was an issue that happened to it. There's something wrong with the chepta, whether there's bayir alayim matzah or not. Chometz, in that hour, chometz is no different than meat. It's something that's completely mutter. To say that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to destroy something that's mutter, it's very strange to say.
I hear what you're asking. I do agree with you that it is a tremendous chiddush. However, what we're concerned with is not, in other words, the Iser Achila per se is not going to define chametz as chametz. What the Bayira Bayimatze does is that's where you have a cheftza of chametz. The Iser Achila could be an Iser Gavra. The Iser Hanoa could be Iser Gavra. The Bayira Bayimatze, that points out we have an Iser cheftza. Recall back at the very beginning when we begin to learn, this was when we pointed out that we have, according to a few different hours on Erev Shabbos, from Shah Shvius, we had the Iser Chefts of Chametz. In the Shah Shishis, we had an Iser Gavra of Chametz. Going back to Nafgamina in terms of the Din of Chatzishir, in other words, we had a number of Nafgaminas over there in terms of how Reb Chaim and Reb Velvel understood the Rambam. So when we speak over here about the uniqueness of Chametz, we're speaking about Chametz on the level of an Iser Chefza, which is missing in Nosar. Nosar, we're dealing with on the level of that we have an Iser Achila. You're correct over here. In other words, what the Rush may be pushing towards is to separate Chametz from Basar. Namely, that in Shah Hamishis, Chametz is like Basar. It's pure heter. In Shah Shishis, we have already midrabanan, we have a shem chametz, but even midoraisa, we already have a likrat. We're moving towards the Easter. But you're correct. You're 100% correct. Rabbi Yehuda's shita, according to Rashi, is a tremendous kiddush. Yes.
Just springboarding off that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one ate it during the sixth hour. You can't say that's
usher,
right?
Midoraisa. It's not usher.
Midoraisa, I can't. If not usher, it would be mutter to eat.
Correct.
So you have the situation where the concern is for the kula of bittul. I mean, that they're not going to do anything if he doesn't have fire, but meaning eating it would have been a valid form of of destroying it.
But he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah again. During that period of time, we need a maisa gavra choshev. The maisa gavra choshev, we learn from Nosar, is dafka streifa. Eating it would not be a kiyum of tashbisu. In other words, you would be preempting the upcoming bayira bayimatze, but you wouldn't have a kiyum of tashbisu. In any case, had it not been for the Rush, I think everything would have been very, very nice and smooth. And then that, you know, the Rashi is the conceptual approach, and Tosfos is a very proper, again, pedantic approach. Masha'enk, and the moment the Rush comes in, it makes life difficult. Not impossible. Again, the approach of the Korban Nisanel I find to be very difficult, to say that everything is drabanan and we have to, you know, we just all asmachta, v'chulei v'chulei, and we're bringing in Nosar as a drabanan. It's difficult in Rashi, it's difficult in the Chilta, it's difficult in the Gemara, but the approach of the Beis Yosef is, even though he himself calls it dachuk, is at least brings it back on the Doraisa plane. Okay, let's go back to the sugi. That's what I wanted to start with, simply because we didn't deal with this last time. Okay, so the Gemara on the top of Daf Kav Zayin Amud Aleph, or Daf Kav Ches Amud Aleph, points out that when we, even though we found three points of intersection between Chametz and Nosar, we found those three points of intersection also in Chelev of Shor HaNiskal. And in Chelev of Shor HaNiskal, there's no din of Sreifa. Chozar Rav Yehuda V'dono din Acher. Nosar Yeshno Bebal Tosiru V'Chametz Bebal Tosiru. Ma Nosar B'Sreifa Af Chametz B'Sreifa. Over here, just on this one line of the Gemara, there is a lot to be said, but simply in terms of pshat, just pshat in the Gemara, that the chazar v'dono din acher, how much is this din really acher? So Tosus points out that we're totally switching tracks, that we're no longer going to deal with the three points of comparison that we mentioned earlier. They were neutralized by the chelev of Shor HaNiskal. We're going to deal with one point of comparison which is unique to Chametz and to Nosar, namely the concept of Baal Tosiru. That's the first Tosfos. Not every one learns like that. Which Rishon did you see disagrees with this? That's the Maharam Chalva. The Maharam Chalva, Al-Atar, says that we're adding, Chazer Gudadon Adin Acher, we're adding a fourth point of comparison. Namely that we're still taking the previous three into account, and then in the future, anything that you want to bring in is going to have four points of comparison, not just one. Okay, but that's technically. Secondly, what is this Chametz in Baal Tosiru? On the world, in the world of Nosar, it says, Lo Tosiru Menu Ad Boker. That's the language of the Torah. What is the Baal Tosiru of Chametz? What does Rashi say? Bayira Bayimatse. We just spent an hour pointing out the difference between Nosar and Chametz. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is building on the common denominator of Chametz and Nosar. That's what Tosus is bothered by. Tei malari, hechi avid leel kavachomer mi nosar sheino b'yiro b'yimotze, chashiv hacha b'asasiru kumo b'yiro. V'omeri, de mikom akom nira do'avid shapir kavachomer de nosar eino b'yiro, de miyad shehosir over v'shuv eino over, avachametz afilu achar shehosir over b'chol shav b'yiro. And then dat, in other words, how would you continue Tosfos? But b'chol zot, in Achinami, Bayira Bayimatse is more chamor than Baal Tosiru. But in what way do we have a point of comparison between Nosar and Chametz? What is left? We have a common denominator, namely in Achinami, the lowest, in other words, on the higher level, clearly. Bayira Bayimatse create the level of an Iser Chetza, which takes us out of the world of Nosar, builds a Kal Vachomer. However, we have the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator is that both in Chametz and in Nosar, we have an Iser of waiting. The Iser of waiting takes two different forms, but we have an Iser of waiting that we don't find by Nevela, that we don't find by Shara Niskal, that we find uniquely in the world of Chametz, that we have an Iser to bring, maintain a certain situation. We have an Iser to maintain Basar HaKarban in its non-eaten form until the morning. We have an Iser to maintain Chametz in its non-eaten form even beyond the morning, even beyond the Shah Shishis. In Achinami, that the maintaining is more Chamor in the world of Chametz, but we have over here a lowest common denominator which distinguishes Chametz and Nosar from all other Isurim. Okay, so it appears that Rav Yehuda has proven his point. So here, Rabbanan pull out their wild card and they say, Amru lo, Asham Tolui v'chatas of habal hasafek lidvarecha yochichu shehein bebal tosiru. And again, according to Rabbi Chalva, we have four points of comparison. According to Tosos, we have this one new point of comparison of Baal Tosiru. And Anu Omrim Bisreifa, we take this seriously, namely that we say that in this world of Chametz, of Asham Tolui and Chatas Of HaBala Safek, we're going to have Sreifa. Aval Atah Omrim Bikfura, you are the one who broke it. You are the one who said that even though we have these points of comparison, Bechol Zot, there's no din of Sreifa. So who says is the point? Who says that in Chametz there's a din of Sreifa? Shasak Rav Yehuda, a thundering silence of Rav Yehuda, that the Gemara then goes and makes all sorts of parables and Mishlei Hedyot to point out that a person can dig his own grave, can paint himself into a corner, whatever figure of speech you want to use, and that's where the sugya ends. Okay, so you saw that this brought about a tremendous machokas aposkim as to what's the bottom line. Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? And then, of course, if we do paskin like Rav Yehuda, which Rav Yehuda? Right? The Rav Yehuda of Rashi or the Rav Yehuda of Tosos? There are two different Rav Yehudas. But firstly, do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? And here, the Rush pretty much is the one who makes the lineup. That on one hand, we have Rashi and we have the Smag. And we have the Rav Yehuda Bartzaloni, they all pask, and the Baal HaMo'or, they all paskin like Rav Yehuda, Ma'ashein Kain, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Baal HaItur, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Gaonim, they all paskin like Rabbanan. But we have a real machlokas. What are the two sides? I mean, what pushes you to paskin like Rabbanan? What pushes you to paskin like Rabbanan? Firstly, Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim. We have a general. This is Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbanan. Secondly, the Shasek. Right. Those are basically the two rayos of the school of Rabbanan. Why in the world would anybody have so many Rishonim who pass them like Rabbi Yehuda? Stam Mishnayis left and right. The Stam Mishnah in Tmura that Chametz is min ha-Nisrafim. The Stam Mishnah of here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both agree that Chametz is b'sreifa. The only question is, at what point? 4 hours, 5 hours, in other words, but everyone speaks about sreifa. The Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis, we have a Stam Gemara Shma Minah, Biuro b'sreifa, right? In other words, a Shma Minah that we learn out from this case of Rabbi Akiva, that the beer of Chametz is, we have all these stops. And therefore, we have over here this machlokas. To neutralize, if we would want to neutralize the side that passes like Rav Yehuda, what possible patent could we have? What possible mechanism could we have to neutralize all these stams that mention Sreifa? Or? No, or, but we have Imsachim as well. That even Rabbanan, who say, Kol Davar, B'chol Zot, they have a concept of Sreifa as well. That's what we're going to have to see. We'll hold that off, but keep it in the back of your minds when you learn the sheet of Rabbanan. In other words, is it that Rabbanan totally views Sreifa as simply, it's the equivalent of, but no more? Or they would also agree that L'chatchilo would be very nice to have Sreifa, but they say that B'dievet we have other options as well. You don't need the Yoshev Batel. You don't have to come onto this option of Sreifa or nothing. That's a good question. So the Mara Makom that I forgot to give you, that please look at for Wednesday, is the Gra in his Perush on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Taf Mem Hei. That we're going to see over there, that even though the Machaber says that you can deal with Chametz in any way you want, the Ramah says, but our minhag is to use Sreifa. Why is our minhag to use Sreifa if we paskin like Rabbanan? Is it simply that to be choshesh for Rashi, the Smag, and the Baal HaMo'or, and the Rio Barzaloni? Is that why? Or maybe even within Rabbanan, there is a, in your language, either a mitzvah lechatchila, a mitzvah menamuvchar, something that Sreifa is also meaningful if you're going to Rabbanan, and then all these Stam Mishnayos would also fit in according to Rabbanan on some plane, on a lechatchila plane, on a mitzvah menamuvchar plane, etc. Okay, that's to be returned to the Mirtza Hashem. The question is, and again, we're not going to finish this now, but just to begin. What are these twins over here? This combination of Asham Talui and Chata Sa'of Haba Al Hasafek. What is the common denominator between them? And why would Rav Yehuda say that these are different than all Kachim? The Chora, we have a rule in all Kachim that Nosar is Nisraf. Why over here would these be an exception? And what we find that even though Chachamim say they're part of the rule, they're dinam b'sreifa, Rav Yehuda says they're bikvura. So let's look over here in Rashi. Asham talui, ba al safek kares, kagon, chelev v'shuman lefanav, v'shagag be'echad mehem, v'eni yodeya eze mehen ochal. Namely, we're dealing with a situation where had you known bevadai that you ate an iser kares b'shogeg, what would have been the halacha? Korban chatos. Since you have a suffix as to where you were over in Iser Kares, the Torah tells us you bring an asham talui. And what is our situation? V'im shachato. You shechted the asham talui. V'ira v'opsul o nosar. let's stick to the second language, the notes that we're familiar with. Pligei Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'Shili Perek Basar d'Tzmura, Rav Yehuda b'Kvura u'Rabbanan b'Sreifa. This is the last Mishnah of Tzmura, the Mishnah that begins with the Kohan Nisrafim and Kohan Nikbarim and the Din of the Efer. In there, in the Mishnah, we have this machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. What is the din of chata sa'of haba al hasafek? Kugam. He pira. We have a woman who had a miscarriage. Safek vlad v'safek eino vlad. What if a woman had a miscarriage and vada it was a vlad? What is the halacha? She brings two torim. One of them is going to be an ola, one of them is going to be a chatas. And after she brings them, then she is then she can eat from the world of kachin. Right? These are matir, her to eat from the world of kachin. But if we have a suffix as to whether there was a leida or not, so on one hand, eino cheles b'kachin, she can't eat from a karban shlamim. She can't eat from a karban pesach. In other words, she's stuck. Shema vladhu ad shetavi kaparasa. So in terms of the bird which is an ola. So that's Ba'al Tanai. That's the easy way out. She says, Im Yaladati, Harehi Lechavasi. Im Lav, Harehi Nedava. And we have a concept of Olas Nedava. However, there's no concept of Chatas Nedava. So what about the Chatas that she has to bring in order for her to be able to eat Kachim? Chatas Ha'of, Mivi Oso, Al Hasafik. The Ein Kan Mishum Chulin Ba'azara. How can she bring a chatas of a suffix? Maybe it's chulin. Maybe there's an Easter over here of chulin ba'azara. So Rashi says, there's no problem chulin ba'azara. The mikroi nafik b'mesachas nazir perik miha omer. That, I hope you looked at that Gemara. It goes from kaftesim ad aleph to kaftesim ad beis. Not so clear the way Rashi understands it. However, asura ba'achila, even though we have a gzeres ha'kasuv, you can bring it as a korban. It's still asur ba'achila shema chulin. On the level of achila, maybe it's really chulin. We shechted it. No, we didn't shecht it. Umlikasa here in by the chata sa'of, the chlal by ofos in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't shecht the ofos. They were molek the ofos. On the level of chulin, shavya nevela. So we have an Easter of achila. Upligi bar Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan perek basra d'tmura chata sa'of haba al hasafek. According to Rabbanon, Tisarev, it's a korban. It's a korban, and if there is an issue, so Tisarev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yitalena Le'ama, which is the equivalent of Kvura. But Kvura, rather than being Kover as one unit, Kvura in pieces. Okay, the question is exactly what over here is going on. And this goes in two directions. Namely, one direction is if Rabbanon say that every case of Nosar, even in these situations, is going to be Sreifa, so why didn't they learn the Chametz is also in Sreifa? We have over here Bemem Matzino. In other words, in Achinami, maybe Rav Yudas came, Bemem Matzino can't work for him, but should work for Rabbanan. That Tosfos talks about Ibrahim Aschil Amrulo. And there's also a Tosfos, Maram Chavo also talks about this over here, Tosfos Rash Mishans V'chule. Then we have the issue of Rav Yehuda. And the issue of Rav Yehuda is going to be pulled in two directions. A, why is Asham Talui, Manishtana Asham Talui from the whole world of Kachim? Asham Talui is a parasha in the Torah. If in all the parashas of the Torah we have a din that the Nosar is Nisraf, why over here would we have an issue of Kvura by Asham Talui? On the other hand, Chata Sa'of, what is this chata sa'of haba al hasafek? What is its status halachically? Is this really kachim? Is it safek kachim? If it's safek kachim, how do Rabbanan say tisarek? How do we apply the din of kachim to it? So here, in other words, what you have to see is this Gemara over here in Nazir on Daf Kaftesim at Aleph to Daf Kaftesim at Beis. The Tosus over here, Atom and Bikfura. The Tosus Rash Mishans over here in Atom and Bikfura. They all raise these issues. And perhaps we're just, maybe we're making a mistake in terms of understanding our sugya. So see over here, Rabbeinu Chananel, he quotes the whole sugya, quotes a braisa, and then he says, Perusho. He wants to, before Shasak, the four lines, if I was before Shasak, he wants to explain our sugya in a certain manner that puts things on a totally different plane. However, if you don't learn like Rabbeinu Chananel, then to understand our sugya, we need more ammunition. And that Reb Chaim and Reb Elvel offer us, where we have these issues be played out in other ukimta, other nachminas as well, in terms of shchita michutz l'makomo, etc. So that's Bli Neder on Wednesday. We'll begin with this, with trying to define what are these cases. Are they classic kachim? Are they not classic kachim? What is the relationship between the Asham Togoi and the Chata Sa'of HaBal HaSafek? How seriously do we take the Gemara in Nazir that seems to make a certain equation? And that we'll begin with, okay? Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll move over into the Shita of Rabbanan, the Gemara over here in the Marmakamos that I gave you, and then to think about whether Sreifa is also then according to Rabbanan. And then, again, according to what we mentioned at the beginning of Shir, we'll continue until about 2.5 weeks before I leave. So we'll continue about another 2 weeks of Shir, and then you'll have time to chazer for the Bukhina.